Now, the employment rate in the second quarter of this year was 73.5%, according to new figures from the Central Statistics Office. It's the highest rate since the current series of records began in 1998. The number of people employed in construction increased by 40,000. That's 31.4% in the year to the second quarter of 2022. Let's talk now to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, who's been taking a closer look at these figures. Brian, unlike the live register, these figures from the CSO and these labour force figures, they are pretty well the authoritative statement in relation to what the employment story is in this state. Isn't that right?
Exactly. So if the live register is the snapshot, this is the drilling down. And this is where we see the detail and we compare with previous quarters. And of course, we compare with pandemic and pre-pandemic. And that tells a lot of the story. And what we're hearing today, Brian, is a very positive picture for the employment situation in Ireland. That employment rate that you mentioned in your introduction of 73.5%, the highest rate since the current series of records began in 1998. And the numbers are very, very large. 2.5 million people working, and that represents an annual increase of 8.7%. And then the flip side of that, if that's employment, the unemployment rate down to just 4.5% according to these figures, which is close to what many economists would consider full employment. And when you consider the devastation that was COVID-19 on every business, on employment, it really is a remarkable bounce back. And now we're at a situation where the number of people employed right now is 200,000 higher than it was pre-pandemic. And why is that happening? Well, I think we're seeing this case where more and more people are entering the labour force. We're particularly seeing it among women, and many people would say that perhaps that is linked to the move towards remote working, that has suited more women and allowed more of them to return to the labour force. And of course, one of the big issues as well during COVID-19 would have been absences. These figures also look at absenteeism, and it shows that there's been a big fall. So in a sample week, in the second quarter of this year, 187,000 absences recorded. That compared to 468,000 absences recorded at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. So far, far fewer people calling in sick and having to stay at home.
So a surge overall then in employment, but you mentioned COVID. Not all sectors have recovered entirely to their pre-pandemic situation.
No, and it's interesting to see, and that's the other thing that this labour force survey does. It breaks it down sector by sector. So the biggest increase in employment over the last year occurred in the accommodation and food sector, a sector, of course, that was devastated by the pandemic. But interestingly, Brian, that sector has not yet recovered to its pre-pandemic levels. Most sectors have, accommodation and food has not. Then when you drill down further and look at some of the other industries out there, you mentioned in your introduction, the construction sector, big increase there, an increase of 40,000 people employed there, or 31.4% over the last year. No surprise, the construction sites were closed, people could not build. Now there's this huge demand for property, the construction sites have reopened. Interestingly, an increase in arts, entertainment and recreation, of course, that sector devastated by the pandemic, that's up as well. Small decreases recorded that might surprise you in agriculture, financial sector and public administration, but they were very, very small. These figures also do a regional spread. So I suppose the good news for the country as a whole is that while every region recorded a growth, there was significant growth outside of Dublin. So perhaps another sign that remote working has allowed people to leave the big cities and to work in other parts of the country.
This, of course, Brian, is the view in the rear view mirror. And if we look ahead, there are uncertain times, to say the least, in prospect. We've rising in costs, we've particularly rising energy costs, concern about the European and the global economy. Might we look back at these figures and see what was a peak in employment?
I suppose the problem with the peak is, Brian, you never know it until it has passed, so you have to look back. But certainly these figures are very, very strong. But yes, they come as the storm clouds are starting to gather. I was in the studio with you just a few weeks ago talking about IBEX latest economic outlook, warning of a slowdown in the domestic economy as people rein in those massive energy prices, that big inflation, increases in interest rates. People may just start spending an awful lot less this winter as they feel the pressures. And of course, the businesses will also be feeling pressures of rising energy prices, of rising costs. So yes, hopefully we won't look back on this as the peak, but certainly these figures are extremely strong. A difficult winter ahead. And interestingly, a statement issued in the last few minutes by the Taoiseach of Radcar acknowledging that, welcoming these figures, but saying we're not going to take this for granted. He's saying we know that many businesses are struggling. We know that there could be a difficult winter ahead and that measures will be introduced in the budget to help businesses.
Brian O'Donovan, thanks for that.